Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Happy Wednesday to everybody out there, and good evening on this fine Wednesday evening. Beautiful weather out there. A little bit hot, right, for the Central Valley. And I think temperatures are going to go down in the next few days, but spring is definitely here. Again, thank you guys for listening. This is a great hour of Fresno Pacific University Athletic Talk that we have here on 790 ESPN. I am your host, Paul Metters, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. Sunbird Sports Show is now a podcast. If you haven't heard, you can download it on wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, YouTube, Spotify. Obviously, I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of sports radio. I have my special podcast that I download and listen to, and Sunbird Sports Show is one of those. And I, you know, look at the list there, and I'm very, very impressed with what Fresno Pacific University has done this last year, investing in its student athletes. And if you want to go back and listen to any of the past shows, listen to talks about soccer, both the men's and women's program. Baseball has been in the conversation, volleyball as well. And what do we got today? Well, we got women's basketball. We got Coach Tim Beauregard and three seniors with him. Jolene Corona, she's from La Hombra Heights. Anissa Rillo from Fairfield and Lydia Manu from San Mateo. They had their season end back on March 6th when they lost to Westmont College in the PacWest tournament. They finished 14-14 overall, 10-10 in league. And this is actually the third time that Coach Beauregard has been on the show. And one of the reasons why is because this class, this senior class, there were nine of them this year. There were nine seniors that were on the roster this year. Each of them contributed this season. So there are three that we haven't had on the show today. So we're very, very excited to learn about their experience at Fresno Pacific University. Of course, their future as well. And what's going on with the rest of the year? I think all three of them have their undergraduate degrees already. They are in the MBA program as well. They're going to be getting that next degree, I think, here in another month or so. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's almost April. But really looking forward to getting to know these three girls here on the Sunbirds Sports Show. I have a few mentions before we get into our sports recap from the last couple of weeks. We didn't have a show last week because baseball was on the air. But there is going to be a very, very special show in 2 weeks on April 9th. We are going to dedicate that episode to baseball, because Dan Martin Stadium, that beautiful, gorgeous, brand new stadium on the campus of Fresno Pacific University, is being dedicated on that day. A little bit of a different programming. Again, this is going to be in 2 weeks. The show is going to be from 5 to 6, still an hour long, but the programming there at Fresno Pacific University at Dan Martin Stadium is going to be from 4 to 6 o'clock. There's going to be tours of the clubhouse. There's going to be on-field batting practice. You guys can actually go on the field. Don't worry, you're going to be protected. You're going to be able to meet the team, meet Coach Hirschkorn. There's going to be refreshments, a taco truck. Lots of media is going to be there. Very excited to see a bunch of fellow media guys there. There's going to be a full hour of talk about the stadium. I think the school's president is going to come on the show, maybe the mayor of Fresno as well. So that's going to be on April 9th. In 2 weeks. Very, very excited not only to be a part of that ribbon cutting ceremony, even though there's been some games there, but this is the official dedication of the stadium to Fresno Pacific University. Very, very excited about that episode. Make sure you guys tune in to that. All right, before we bring on the girls and Coach Beauregard, we are going to do what we do every week, a recap of the sports that went on at Fresno Pacific University. You have got a lot of stuff here because, like I said, last week we weren't able to have a show. So a lot of stuff to catch up on, and happy to bring you all the action that's gone on at Fresno Pacific. All right, so in women's water polo, they went 2-1, taking down UC Merced and Occidental College, but fell to conference rival Biola. Tatum Benson added to her career's goal record with 6 more goals against Merced, but had 0 against Occidental. Well, There was a reason. That's because she was in goal for that game. She had 13 saves in the win against the Tigers. Senior Bella Alcazar led the team in the 12-11 loss to Biola with three goals over the three games. Former guest Maggie Cook added seven goals. In men's tennis, they had a successful week, getting two ranked wins in a three-game span at home. The men beat number 29, Colorado Mesa, with a score of 5-2, led by a dominant performance at number one singles by former guest Ravi Nelson. Their second win came against number 47, Metro State from Denver, winning a nail-biter 4-3 after being down 3-2. Clovis High's Brody Soderstrom pulled off a comeback win at number two position before Nelson clinched the match. The Birds fell to Hawaii Hilo the next day, but ended the week with a positive record. The men's team are up to number 26 in the NCAA Division II national rankings. In women's tennis, they played the same three rivals and showed some promise and positives despite being short-staffed. Former guest Malia Mitchell and Hallie Faraday paired up this week with two wins in doubles against the Colorado schools, and Mitchell got a win in singles against Hawaii Hilo. Dami Paola scored two singles wins at position number two. Back to baseball. The Sunbirds played two series against Hawaii schools. First was Hawaii Pacific and then Chaminade. They split both series two games apiece to go 4-4 on their homestand. The series against the Sharks saw some high-scoring games, 64 runs scored between the two sides, and another gem pitch by Connor Simone. He went 8 1/3 innings, allowing one run, striking out nine in a 4-1 win. Gabe Henderson had six hits and four RBIs for the Birds. Against Chaminade, late runs were the difference. The Birds rallied in game one with four runs in the eighth inning to take it, but Chaminade put up eight runs in the eighth inning of game four to force the split. The Birds are getting healthy enough with the returns of Aaron Martinez, Micah Barkenhagen, Daryl Dilworth, and Derek McNary. Men's and women's track and field were in Sacramento for the Sac State Hornet invite, gearing up for this weekend's West Coast relays across town at Fresno State. They were absolutely on fire, getting numerous national leading marks and school records. Brianna Green holds the top time in the nation in the women's 400-meter hurdles with a time of 59.01. In the women's 1500-meter, three student athletes, Maddie Whipple, Julia Martinez, and Maria Magsdotter, cracked the FPU all-time top 10. The women's 4x400-meter relay team ran a season best of the 3 minutes, 40.88 seconds to lead the nation. The men were just as good, with former guest Shamar Palmer setting up the top time in the country in the men's 400-meter race with a time of 45.83. Shamar was also on the men's 4x400-meter relay team, who set the national top mark as well. The men's javelin went to Fresno Pacific 1, 2, and 3, thanks to Dejan Milosinovic, former guest Forrest Gray, and Zachary Sims. Senior Adrian Hodges was PacWest Men's Field Athlete of the Week with a third-place finish in the triple jump. And finally, it was the NCAA Swimming and Diving National Championships in Indianapolis. Rasmus Hansen from Sweden qualified for FPU in the 53, free, 100 free, and 200 free. While Rasmus came up just short of qualifying for the finals, it was a historic season for the FPU sophomore. All right, we're going to take a break here. I'm going to bring on members of the women's basketball team at Fresno Pacific University and Coach Tim Beauregard. You're listening to it on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN, live here at the ESPN studios across from Bullard High School on Palm Avenue. Like I mentioned in my opener, if you miss any part of the show or you want to go back and listen to past episodes, you could find it on Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
Wow.
It's all these different places, right? All you got to do is type in Sunbird Sports Show in the search bar and boom, there they are, instantaneous. All those other episodes you've been on, Coach Tim. right? This is your third time. This is the third time on the show.
Incredible.
So yeah, I think we might have to add co-host.
Oh, wow.
Right? Co-host. And you could add it to your resume. I mean, whatever you want. Co-host of the Summer Sports Show.
I would love that. Yeah, boost the resume.
All right, so we brought some guests here as well. So we're kind of put a bow on the women's basketball season at Fresno Pacific University. So we got Jolene Corona. She's going to go by Joe for the rest of the show. Mm. And we got Anissa Rillo and Lydia Manu from the women's program. All super seniors. So first of all, girls, thanks for coming. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so Coach, does March 6th, right, the loss to Westmont, we're not going to harp on it too much. I'm going to ask the girls because it was their final game suiting up for Fresno Pacific University. But does it seem like a long time ago, like, or does it seem like just last weekend? Like, I mean, we're already at the end of March.
Yeah, you said that date, and I was like, is that today's date? Where's he going with this? It was that 3 months ago. It's all confusing. Yeah, it seems like a long time ago. What's kind of interesting is when our season ends, we make the postseason, we go right into spring break. And in some ways, that's fantastic, right? We get to go be with our family and kind of decompress. And then in a lot of ways, it kind of stinks because we just, like, you know, want to be together a little bit. And we're so used to it. And so we kind of get that break. It kind of resets. And then we get to get back together. And, you know, I sent them a message, I think, at the end of spring break that I was just, like, in the thick of it. Like, the ups and the downs of, you know, especially with this senior class. And that I was just looking forward to continue to make some memories over the next couple of months with them.
All right, so what's the best way? And obviously, we're going to hear a lot from the girls all the way up. All three of the girls are going to be with us all the way up into the top of the hour. But what's the best way to put a bow on this basketball season? Like I said in the opener, you guys went 14-14 overall, 10-10 in league. But how do you wrap up the season from your perspective?
Yeah, well, and I think, like, our barometer of what we deem as successful or successful for a season, I think, is maybe different than what other people would think. I think a lot of times you go, hey, what's your record? Were you successful? And it's like, oh, we had a really good record in a tough conference. Oh, did you make postseason? Oh, we did. We're not supposed to. Oh, you had a really successful season. And I would just go, you know, those are, you know, bullet point 3, 4, and 5 or whatnot of what we would deem successful. And I think when you talk about, you know, season by season, success, this year's a little unique when we talk about the 9 that are graduating and what I think they would have wanted to be the number one barometer to success for them, which was, are they going to leave the place better than they found it? And not just from when they got here as freshmen, you know, these 3, 5 years in, but are they going to leave it better than they found it going into their final year? Because we had a really successful year last year and graduated 2 leaders in our program. And the challenge for them was, well, we're still hungry and we still want to make this program better in every way. And most of that is off the court. But we want to have the success on the court that we can have our name there too. And this group did that from start to finish. They cared about the right things. They worked together through the thick and the thin. And it's one of the most enjoyable seasons I've ever coached in my career, almost 20 years now. I had some of the most fun that I've ever had, and it's because, you know, this group was just a blast to be around. And, you know, basketball's fleeting. It's not the most important thing that we do. And so you kind of have to take from the game when you can. You're taking all the lessons. You're taking your education. You're taking the memories that you build. You're taking the friendships because it doesn't give forever. You know, they're at the end. The basketball's not going to give them as much as it has the last couple of years, but they took everything they could, which is exactly what you should do. And so we have a group that is going to go on to do great things. And I think a small part of that is hopefully the experience that they had growing as people in the last handful of years. So wildly successful, one of the most enjoyable seasons I've ever had. And I'm really, really going to miss this group.
I'm going to definitely get into each of the girls' journeys. You know, they coming in as freshmen and now leaving with degrees and right and
all and master's all, degrees, all three of them.
Master's degrees. I can't
MBAs
in the same subject. And I it just sounds like a wild journey and a fun, adventurous one as well. Lydia, I want to start with with you, like from your last game, you know, just kind of walk us through some of the emotions of that last game. Was there a moment you realized, oh my gosh, this is the last time I'm going to be on the court. I take off this jersey, put on this jersey, whatever. Like, what were some of the things that were running through your mind?
Yeah, well, I believe it started the very beginning of the game when we walked in, or before the game, we walked into our locker room, and the coach set up our jerseys in each of our little sections. And so I got to look at my jersey and it all laid out like pristine and perfect. And then it dawned on me, I was like, oh, this might be the last time that I'm putting on this jersey. So I got to make sure that I embrace this game, give it everything I got, and just play in a way that makes our girls proud, makes our coaches proud, and everyone who supports us. And so, and then when we laced up the shoes, went out there on the court, and then especially towards the end of the game, when, you know, the clock was winding down and you get subbed out for one of the last times, and I was just sitting there cheering, like, defense, you know, and doing those last cheers, it dawned on me, I was like, oh, this might be the last time that I get to do these cheers, and that I get to root for my girls and watch them compete. And yeah, it was something truly special. And it just all came, you know, all the emotions, especially after the game came flooding in. But it was just a couple of us were just sitting on the bench, just hugging each other, crying, and just so thankful for. Yep.
Surprise. Coach came there, over. Right? Big surprise.
Oh, he got us in the end. He started saying some sweet words, and we all lost it. So it was even before the game was over, like, Coach, just wait. We're not done yet.
Yeah, bad timing.
Yeah. But it just goes to show there's so much love on this team, and we definitely felt it that last game.
Joe, what about for you? Just kind of walk us through maybe some moments in that game or some things that stick out to you.
I would say the same thing, like Lydia, like seeing my jersey placed perfectly in the locker. I was like, oh, wow, like putting this jersey maybe for one last time was for sure. I think I felt in the moment, but I don't think I felt it until actually Lydia mentioned how we all started hugging each other. I remember sitting down, looking at the score and the time. I was like, oh, wow, like I think it's coming. Mm. Like I don't have any tears. Like I'm okay. I'm strong. And Lydia just came up to me and she gave me a hug. And I remember her vividly saying, like, Joe, I enjoyed playing basketball with you for the past 5 years. And that broke me. Yeah. Like, it took me to tears. I remember Jasmine Hugh right next to me, and I gave her a hug too. And all three of us started sobbing, like, oh my God, this is real. And I remember at the end of the game looking at the stands, and I saw my parents, and that, like, broke me for sure. Just like, wow, this journey's, like, officially done. Like, we're done with this.
It always comes to like an abrupt end, right? We talk about that. You're never preparing for it because we're preparing to win games and continue to go on. And then, so when it hits, it usually hits like a ton of bricks. And so, yeah. And I think it's important too, like, you know, Joe tore her ACL in the championship game of the PacWest tournament last year. Mm. And to get back and get cleared after Christmas to get back on the court in a fifth year, right? She could have easily hung it up at that point and been like, you know what, I'm done. To come back and to want to get back on the court with her teammates and get to that point. There's so many lessons in that beyond basketball for so many people. But what a battle to get back. And it was to get back to have that experience, to break a sweat and wear the jersey with her teammates that she's been with for 5 years. And so cool experience.
Nisa, what about for you? What was going through your mind?
Honestly, my experience was like, it didn't really hit me when I saw the jerseys. I think I was in denial almost. I was trying to think like, you know what, this is just like let's any win. Other game, like let's win and play another game. Mm. And I think when we knew like the game was kind of getting away from us, and the last minute and a half, coach starts giving this whole speech, and I'm like, everybody's crying, there's tears, and I'm like, wait, like we still have to play like one more minute.
Are you giving these speeches during the game?
Yes. And then, yeah, I think that's just when it all dawned on me, you know, like we really wanted to win, continue our season, but you know, like things happen the way they're supposed to. Sometimes things don't go the way you planned. Yeah. And I think that's when it all hit me, because it's just like, wow, like this is it. Like I really thought like we had a chance and we did. Yeah. But you know, sometimes it just doesn't go your way. So it all came hitting me at once. Like before the game, I was like, you know what? Like this is just like what I've been doing for like the past 5 years. But now it's like it came to an end, like really. Yeah,
probably, and each season has its own journey, but each career too, each of you guys had your own journeys as well. That's what makes the college experience so great. All right, so what So that was, you know, your final game. You guys did a phenomenal job describing it. But what were some of like the great wins that you've had over your last? Let's not just limit it to this season, right? Let's limit it to your whole career. Is there just like one win? You're just like, oh yeah, I mean, we beat those, you know, whatever you want to fill that word with. But you know, what win just like really, really satisfied you?
Oh man, I can think of one from this season. Was when we played against Vanguard. And what was funny about this team is they're one of the top, I think, two with Azusa and Vanguard being up there record-wise. And so we weren't favored to win at all, and they've been beating a lot of teams that we previously lost to. And so we went into the game, we're like, why not us? Let's go out there, give it everything that we have, and just we'll see what the result. And what was really cool was that it was our defensive effort that totally shut them down. And we heard from one of our girls that it was really hard for them just to get up any shots. And so they're struggling. And they're really, really good three-point shooters. They blew out a lot of teams with that. And so our defense really made them uncomfortable that they couldn't get that shot off. And so seeing that display from all the girls and the great communication and rotations that we had and just covering each other's backs. And, you know, it was just a really fun experience to be a part of, just really connected. Mm-hmm. So I love the Vanguard game for us.
Joe or Nisa, you guys?
I think, okay, not just one win, but wins. I think when we went 3-0 in Hawaii last year, that was a really cool experience, not just because it was, like, program history, but also just because, like, the energy after each game, you can tell, like, each win, like, just brought us, like, closer and closer together. Like, everybody wanted it, like, just as bad as the next person. And I think that's, like, and that was like the beginning of our season too. So like, we didn't know what the expectations were for our team. Like, maybe they weren't so good. Like, and then that's when we kind of like, not only convinced other people, but also convinced ourselves. Like, you know, like we're like competitive. Like we're good in this conference. And like, I think that gave us a confidence boost, and obviously it showed in like the really good season that we had last year. So I think that trip was definitely stands out to me as like one of our good wins.
I was going to say the Vanguard one, but Lydia highlighted it really well. I would probably say from this year is against Chaminade at Chaminade. I remember we lost by Hawaii Pacific the game before. And I remember, you know, it was the last day in Hawaii. We were all, like, tired. We were ready to go home. It was super hot in that gym. It's all musty. And I remember we all coming in for pregame, and Aaliyah came up to us, and she's like, guys, I just want to say, like, I heard Chaminade girls talking about us. Like, they're saying that the first time they beat us was a fluke. And we were like, you know what? Yeah. Like what? Like, Lydia said, why not us? I remember we came in with so much energy, and it was a close game, but it was like we needed that win. And we went home, like, happy and smiles. Tim was willing to buy us stuff at the airport. Like, it was just a good time.
I'm always willing to buy you stuff at the airport, but more milkshakes after wins. Let's
3-0 helps, certainly, you know, when you go to Hawaii. All right, so I'm curious about your overall experience at Fresno Pacific. We got about 5 minutes before we hit a break here. So, like, what are some, you know, obviously you get a little more amount of schooling left, but what are some, like, your favorite moments? It doesn't have to be on the court or even basketball related necessarily, but what are some of your favorite experiences at FBU?
And one of my favorite experiences was definitely when we go on our team retreats, because that's a really fun time where we all break the ice and get to know each other, and I get to reflect about our goals for the season, who we are as people, get to know each other deeply. And I love this one night we all decided to play Murder in the Dark. And it was so much fun. This is a game that I played with my family. And so being able to play it with my team was such a blast. And it's basically all the lights shut off. You have like a couple people that run around trying to, you know, basically, quote unquote, get other people. And just the amount of times that you heard the screams and we're all scheming, like, you go out first, go see if anybody's down. And just the fun times that we get to share together just through childlike games like that is just special, and I will cherish those.
The funniest thing about that game for me was I just, you know, watching the people you love enjoy life is like, it's the best, right? And so when they're together and they're and everybody's just having fun and they're participating, but so I'm going to sleep early because I'm old, and I'm like next to the living room, and it's silent for 12 to 13, 14 minutes, and then it's utter chaos, screaming. So I'm like almost asleep and then screaming. And then it's silent again for 5 or 6 minutes and then it's screaming. And so it was just like sitting there riding that wave with them was really fun because, again, they were having so much fun. So I didn't mind.
Mm-hmm. For me, outside of basketball, our team usually, when it's off season, we usually sign up for intramurals. Mm-hmm. So before season, we have this rule. Well, Tim gives us this rule, like, okay, like, make sure you be careful if you sign up for intramurals. It's either before or after season, nothing during. So before season, we do ultimate frisbee, and we make all the girls sign up, even without them knowing. Like, everyone does it. It's, like, kind of like a bonding experience, yeah. And seeing how competitive we all are outside of basketball into frisbee is just so enjoyable. And, like, this year we won the frisbee tournament, but
mm-hmm. And you can't get hurt. And if you get hurt playing frisbee golf, then you are what, injury prone, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Can you get hurt? What do you?
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
Ultimate frisbee.
Oh,
ultimate
not frisbee. Oh,
that's ultimate frisbee. Oh yeah.
No,
yeah,
now
yeah.
I see what
yeah.
you mean.
Yeah.
Ultimate frisbee. You can
yeah.
get
Landon
hurt.
Munster, if she's listening, I was like, hang on, Paul. She the day before her freshman year started at FPU, she tore her ACL playing ultimate frisbee. On the
okay. Yeah. All right. All right. That, not the one where it's like frisbee golf or anything
no,
like that. This is like football with
yeah.
the frisbee.
Yes.
All right. Really cool. We got to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're gonna hear from the girls. We're going to hear more stories about what their time at Fresno Pacific University has been. We're talking from members of the women's basketball program on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the next section of the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. So we're going to keep the good vibes going here. We got the women's basketball program. Three super seniors here, and obviously Coach Tim as well. So we left it off with Anissa. We had to go to commercial, but we were talking about the girls' favorite experience at Fresno Pacific University. So what was yours? It doesn't have to be basketball related necessarily. It most likely is. But what's been your favorite experience at Fresno Pacific?
I would have to say my favorite experiences so far, like not just this year or last year, but I think throughout all of my 5 years has been our late night Dutch runs and our movie nights, our late night Dutch runs and our boba runs. I think we could just be doing like the most like simplest things and the most spontaneous things. And we like enjoy each other's company that much where like it's going to be fun no matter what we do. Like, you know, we spontaneously decide that we're going to have a movie night. We spontaneously decide that we're going to go grab boba, you know, everybody's down and we all have a good time together. And I think those little moments and those times that we just have random hangouts are definitely my favorite experiences throughout my 5 years.
What's your go-to drink? You got one of those crazy, you know, hyperactive drinks that keeps you up till 4 in the morning?
I don't get the Rebels. Joe and
Rebels.
A lot of the other girls get Rebels and stuff. I'm more of a coffee girl. So mm-hmm. at any time of the day, even if it's nighttime.
Iced or hot?
Iced. Always.
Iced coffee.
Always, yeah.
Right. Good call there. All right. So I mentioned that you guys are fifth-year seniors. You guys all have your undergraduate degrees, but you're also getting your master's in the same program?
Yeah.
You guys must really like each other, right?
We do. Something like yeah. that, yeah.
All right, so walk us through that process and how you guys, like decided, like, was it just natural? Like, you progressed? Was it computer science? Am I right on that, or
yeah,
am I wrong?
Yeah, software engineering, yeah.
That was her BA.
Uh-huh. BA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their masters are all MBAs, Masters mm-hmm. of Business Administration, the hard one, the good one.
The good one. All right, so walk us through that a little bit. Like, what exactly did that entail? And what were some of your fun times, fun classes?
I think when we all decided we're coming back to fifth year, we talked to Tim, and we're like, all right, well, we're going to get our masters. And he told us, like, some of the master's programs that we were interested in were getting taken out. So we're like, oh, shoot, like, what do we do? And Tim was like, I think you guys can get your MBA, but usually at our school, the MBA program lasts for 2 years. So Tim was like, do you guys want to do the 2 years? Like, you guys will just be online, so you guys could do it at home. And I remember me, Lydia, and Nice were talking about, we're like, nope, we're going to try to do it 1 year, like, if that's possible. Like, I think when we leave school, we want to just be done with school altogether. So, you know, Tim was very helpful, and our mm-hmm. professors were super helpful to help us get the program in 1 year done. So mm-hmm. I think all of us were like, all three of us are either going to do it or none of us are going to do it. You know, just like it's better for all three of us to hold each other accountable being in the program together.
Their professors called them the Olympians. I mean, what they they doubled up on MBA classes the entire year through basketball season and still showed up every day and did the right things and enjoyed basketball. That was my biggest fear, is that it was going to take away. It's truly astonishing. They're really bright.
So they came in as freshmen, tried, you know, played basketball. I didn't say tried, but played basketball for all these years, coming out with a college degree, master's degree as well. You mentioned, Tim, a little bit off air that, you know, coaching the game of basketball at Fresno Pacific University is actually very little comparative to what you do. So they mentioned it a few times, Tim, that, you know, they talk to you. I mean, you're a counselor, you are a mentor, you're a basketball coach. You're a little bit of everything, and that's one of the differences, I think, between Fresno Pacific University and other universities, right?
Well, I hope not. I mean, I certainly have a lot of friends in the industry that I would say are all of those things as well. You know, the profession is interesting. It's a lot different than what people think. You know, like I said, it's, you know, it's 10% coaching basketball. And, you know, during season, it ups. There's certain weeks where it's a lot more than that when you take in film scout and all those different things. But throughout the whole duration of a year, yeah, it's, you know, I coach a children's sport for a living, but it's the vessel to so much more. And, you know, certainly a lot of my friends in the industry feel the same way, that there's just there's the ability to impact lives and to help people in any way you can. And so the great thing about how we approach it, I think, at FPU and how we recruit, because we're pretty atypical, we don't mass recruit, we recruit people first. You know, basketball is kind of secondary. It's, you know, like we always say, it's fleeting. It's not, doesn't it last forever? We want the right kind of people that are not afraid to chase the best version of themselves on and off the court. And so much of that time you put in off the court of what's the challenge. Every single person individually is on their own dream chase and trying to meet them where they are. And, you know, honestly, I always say one of the things that authentic to who I am, for me to feel like I'm serving them in the way that I can, is just to be available to them for what they need, right? And on every day, it can be different. You know, I remember when I hired Tino and I just told him, I said, listen, you're gonna have a to-do list in the morning and it's imperative that we get those things done, and it's gonna be 10 things. And one of our players is gonna walk into your office and you shut your computer and the most important thing just walked in. And now you got to find your own time to get your to-do list done, because the most important thing is that we can serve them in whatever they need. And yeah, it doesn't end up always being basketball very much, right? It ends up being so many other things. And really with the group that we have, it's lots of great conversation. I'm led by them, and I've learned more from them than they've ever learned from me. And that's been just an incredible blessing. But that's also unique because we recruit a very specific type of person. And when you get like-minded people together and the kind of people that we recruit, really amazing things happen in growth and maturity and perspective and all these different things. So, yeah. But I hope there's more people there's a lot of people, I would say, that care about the right things in coaching.
And yeah. And I think there is that misconception though, Tim, that's maybe what I was getting at, that like, hey, we see the product on the floor, right? We see the scores, right? And if you're not involved, and I broadcasted games, and I got a little glimpse into the program at Fresno Pacific, both the men's and the women's, and it's different, right? It's different because of how much you guys care for the student athlete.
Well, and how, like, that's one, you know, glimpse of seeing a basketball product. And, you know, I'll share this story, and I think this is a really good perspective. 2 years ago was the 1 year we didn't make postseason. And we had a rough start to the year, and we stayed together and we had so much fun and we didn't lose our spirit, but we had a lot of single possession games not go our way. And the end of the year we finished 10-2. We were the hottest team in the Pac West. And I remember somebody asked me after the season, do you think that you'll get back to a successful season next year? And I said, you have to reframe the question. What do you mean? Well, you didn't have the success that you wanted this year. Do you think you can get back to it next year? And I said, we had 3 grandparents pass away this year. I had 2 people get the mental health that they needed this year. I had multiple people overcome obstacles in their life, and I had an entire team that supported each other and growing as people, and we finished 10-2 as a basketball team. That's a pretty dang successful season. And so I think the barometer is just different of what you deem success and not. And I think there's a lot of people from the outside that think we just go to practice and then we go to games. And, you know, we live with our team. We eat meals with our team. We're together all the time, and we're working through all the ups and downs of family and health and tragedies and all these different things. And then how much luck has to do with it too. When you look at a team who, oh, they had a great year. Oh, this team didn't have a great year. Well, we had two tough injuries, and our team was built to be successful with everybody. And so there's just so much, I think you're right, that people don't see. And at the end of the day, it's like, the things that should be the most important, I like to hope that in our program stay the most important day to day. And it's really our sphere of influence, our inner circle, that matters most. We can't get caught up in the perception of outside that. And so you have to get to that point, though, because it is tough. Our industry is pretty gross. We hope that we're building something that people can be proud of every day.
And you are. You absolutely are. And these three girls, young women, I should Thank say. You. Sorry, I keep saying that. I know that's a pet peeve of yours, my gosh. But these young women are going to go out into the workforce and do great things. And you've definitely been a part of it, Coach Tim. All right, future profession. What would be like your dream profession, Lydia?
Oh, man. Lord willing, I would love to go into like the video game industry.
What? I've Talk always, to me. Let's go.
Gamer.
I've always grown up. I have three older brothers. And so I grew up around video games. And so that's one of the ways that we stay connected as siblings, is we all hop on a game and play together. And so I would love to, you know, get my foot in there and see how games are made, how everything's done. And I just love to.
And there's the bachelor's in software engineering, yeah. Right? So she yeah. has her foot is. In the door. She's yeah. actually pursuing. Yeah.
But then also my dad recently opened up a business back at home. And so shout out Boba Bless in the Bay Area. If you guys stop down San Mateo, California, make sure to hit there. But yeah, I would love to see that business just grow and bless as many people as possible. And so either of those are sound great to me. That's what I hope
that
for.
Is awesome. All right, really quick before we move on, what is your favorite video game of all time?
Oh my goodness, I would
have
to say
sports like FIFA or
yeah, I would say League of Legends actually, which is yeah, which is a computer game. And yeah. it's free, so yeah, it allows it's us five siblings deal. To be on one team. Which
there you go.
Yeah,
I thought you might say Call of Duty, squad up, right? With your
no, she definitely so plays those too. Younger, yep. She starts talking German when she plays those, though. It's really interesting.
Good bonding stuff yes, with your yes, brothers, though.
Definitely.
All right, Anissa or Joe, like, what would be your most your favorite job that you could land out of college?
I would have to say, well, it's funny because at first I really thought I wanted to be a PT. Turned out that's not really what I want. I think ideally I would love to kind of handle social media for like a professional sports team, you know, working for the Golden State Warriors. That would be like my dream job. Like I would love to still be involved in sports. I think that's the biggest thing what I'm looking for in like a future profession is staying somehow connected to sports. So yeah, I guess that would say that's my dream profession.
We're both gonna work for the Warriors.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's just being a business owner, investing in a lot of properties. Like that's gonna be my goal. I have a family business back at home in the gas station electrical company side. So I think that's where I'm headed to be taking over that with my older brother. So I think that's my future right there.
Boss.
That is awesome. All right, good stuff. Now, okay, this is something that I have never done before, so I'm going to give it a shot. We're going to test to see how well you guys know each other. I know you guys went through your master's program together and all this. So, all right, we're going to start with Lydia. So I want you guys, out of these four choices, what is her favorite movie out of these four choices? Percy Jackson, Wreck-It Ralph, Hoosiers, or Big Hero 6? No cheating. I see you whispering something over. No cheating. How well do you know her? Which of those four? And this is on her bio, right? On the website. It's on her bio. Just take a guess then, if you don't know. What?
It could be like.
I feel like it has to be. Yeah, I feel like it has to be Wreck-It Ralph. or Big Hero 6. I feel like I'm leaning more towards Wreck-It Ralph just because, you know, the video game and all that stuff. I know Lydia loves her video games. So I'm going to go with that.
The same answer.
You go Wreck-It Ralph. All right. Correct answer is what?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. I got it. All right. I'm going to wreck it. All right. We are one for one so far. All right. With Anissa. All right. Girls, which of her artists, which of these artists is her favorite? Pop Smoke, Polo G, or a little expired milk?
I already know that one.
Pop Smoke is my answer. Pop Smoke.
Bay Area.
True story?
If this is on my bio.
If this is this something you filled out like your freshman year?
Yeah, it's like your freshman year.
No,
yeah.
There's a big difference. They're definitely correct, though. It would be Pop Smoke. Or it was at the time. But on my bio at the time, I put Polo G, and that's definitely not true anymore. Just wanted to clear the air. That is not true.
Yeah. All right. You outgrew that. And that last one I just made up, little expired milk. Yeah. I mean, that just sounds like a fun little. All right. We only got like 30 seconds here because our guy Pablo's got some questions. All right. So favorite all-time basketball player for Joe, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, 100%.
Okay, automatic.
Yeah. Number two is in there too, right?
Yeah. Number two.
He's a bucket. He's a walking bucket. All right, we got to go to Pablo here because this is his time. He gathered some questions from the student body at Fresno Pacific University to ask you young women. So go ahead and fire away, Pablo. You might have one for Coach Tim as well, right?
I do. Thank you so much, Paul. So these are questions from the student body just to wrap things up. Get a little reflective. We're going to start with Anissa. What do you want this group's legacy to be remembered for the years to come?
The excellent basketball that we play, but just our culture, how we treat each other on and off the court, how we kind of, I guess, communicate with each other, handle conflicts with each other, go through things good and bad, and still manage to stay together through anything. And I think we've shown that, and yeah, I think that's what I would want our legacy to look like.
And you've definitely shown that. Next question is for you, Joe. So coming back from a major injury to play for your final season, it was no easy task, I'm sure. And what was your biggest takeaway and lesson from the whole process?
My biggest takeaway is probably like how much love I got throughout the whole recovery experience. Like, I remember the day we found out, me and my parents, and I remember walking out of the doctor's appointment and telling Tim, and I just remember him giving me a big old hug, and all four of us were just like, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to figure it out for me to come back. And I remember letting the team know, and everyone just flood with calls, love, text messages, like I can name it all. And you know, my PT back home from Z, he did a phenomenal job getting me back. And I have to give a shout out to our AT Diego. Like, I was with him all day, every day, and he sacrificed so much of his time to make sure I was 100% to get back on the court. And yeah, I just, all the love I got was probably the biggest takeaway. Like, that shows like our team chemistry, just how much we care for each other, like on and off the court. We just want to see each other at our 100% for sure.
I can imagine the support was unreal, but also hats off to you for pulling that off. I mean, there's only so much support can do, but it's all credit to you for that. And next question is for you, Lydia. So how will you carry your leadership and positive character onto the next stage of your life?
Man, I think it's so easy, especially when you have a foundation coming from playing 5 years here, and the girls that I've been surrounded with, the coaching staff, our support from the fans too. It's just this environment has definitely encouraged me and instilled a lot of confidence in who I can be as a person. And Coach always tells us to be the best version of ourselves every single day, and to chase that version, hence the Dream Chaser logo. And so I'm just going to leave here with so much just love and enjoyment for what I do. And I know that the bonds that we have just only further strengthen my passion to be at my best, like I was here with these girls. And so I know we're all going to go out there, each one of us just bringing in a new powerful force just to wherever we work. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And I hope you carry that smile you do on court for whatever comes next. And last question for you, coach. It might be complicated, might be easy. Describe in one word the class of graduating dream chasing women.
One word? Well, that's not a summary. That's one word. I don't know if I can do that.
Them, but it's one word.
Driven.
That's awesome.
And that was very bad, Pablo. That was very rude. You're like, listen, I know you can talk for an hour about them. Give me one word. I respect it.
All right. Thanks, coach. And now for you, Paul, I got up next for FPU Athletics. At home, it will be a very quiet week. We only have men's tennis taking on non-conference UC Santa Cruz tomorrow at 2 p.m. And the track and field team would be at Fresno State for the West Coast Relays all day Friday and Saturday. Make sure to catch them. Also, heads up, in 2 weeks' time, the ribbon will be cut for the Dan Martin Stadium, and we will have a special edition of the show live from campus. And with that, back to you, Paul.
All right. Yep. Coach Tim with only one word to describe the season. That will never, never happen. And thank you guys. That's a wrap for this show. Really appreciate you guys for coming on. This was a ton of fun. Coach Tim, you're an amazing coach and mentor to these young women. And really appreciate you coming in and wrapping up the season. Thanks to Joe Corona, Anissa Rillo, and Lydia Manu for coming on the show. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that's a wrap. Go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
You're listening to the home of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.